Hey, what's going on, people? Welcome back to Behind the Story BTS, where we talk about recent news and, well, topics that we feel that we should share with you. So, obviously, it's hosted by myself and Tabo.
Hello.
What's going on, man? So, first onto the story. In recent news, on the 26th of December in 2019, Ari Ben, I can't pronounce his name properly, it was spelled A-R-I-E-B-E-H-N. So I think Ari Ben. He was the second accuser of Kevin Spacey's alleged crimes. Do you know much about them?
Not details, but I kind of.
You know, like the outline?
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll give a brief background in a sec. Anyway, so he committed suicide on Christmas Day at age 47 before being able to participate in the legal process against Spacey. He is the second of the accusers to die, and the first died in 2017 after natural causes. Now, I can't do like quotation marks because you can't see me, but
you can say
for me. Yeah, can you?
Yeah, you can be like, and he died of natural causes. You know, you just like.
Okay, that's the way I meant it. That's the way I meant it.
See, well, I talk in punctuation, fam. I'm sick of this stuff.
You can talk, but you can't read.
Yeah, doesn't matter, does it?
No, maybe not in this case, no. Right, but just a little background information. So, first news of this scandal actually date back to 2017. So the first whistleblower and his first accuser was Anthony Rapp, Rapp with two Ps. Claims that Spacey made an advance on him at a party when he was just 14 years old, and this was in 1986. Now, firstly, I just want to say, like, what kind of party is a 14-year-old doing at?
Yeah, and secondly, like, if you want a 14-year-old to blow your whistle, expect him to be whistleblowing later on.
I kind of rate that, I'm not going to lie, that was sick, but...
Right. You know, when I edit, I'm gonna put applause after that. That was, you should. I was happy about that one.
His response to this is Kevin Spacey's response to like the first accuser. Now I want to hear what you think of this, because it was pretty bad in my opinion. So his first response was he just came out as gay. That was it.
Like, you can do that, but like, it won't. No. I don't have words really for that one.
It doesn't take away from the crime. Like, it's like an irrelevant fact. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you literally, I don't know, there's no, I don't have words for it. It's just like, you can't really
it's come out. Yeah,
it's like trying to distract everyone.
It's like asking what time it is and someone just tells you, yeah, it's Wednesday. That's it. Like, it's completely irrelevant, but it's information. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, at least we know it now. But
at least it's got nothing to do with it.
Like, he can come out of the closet into a prison cell. That's where he can go.
Anyway, as time went on, more and more like claims were made against Spacey by both men and women. So boys were not the only thing that he, I don't know, he made it. I have to say alleged, because at the end of the day, he's not been convicted. Do you know what I mean? Like,
innocent until proven guilty.
Innocent until proven guilty. Very true. So, yeah, I think the alleged crimes that are put against him, but it's done by several sources, and I don't know, still to this day. He got taken off of, what was his show he did?
Oh, okay, it's House of Cards.
That's it. Did you watch any of that?
No.
Did you watch any of it?
No.
I only watched the first season, and I thought it was really good, to be fair. But I couldn't get into six seasons of, like, presidential politics, like, it was a real, it had a real niche, like, audience. People knew.
Fair enough.
They knew who they were into.
I knew of it. I just never watched it.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was good. But anyway, he had to step down from his role in the thing. I don't know if they killed him off or they just took him out, like, the writing completely. But understandably, he'd had to be taken out. But, like, give me your opinion on that. Like, how do you know Kevin Spacey's work? Like, at all much?
Nah.
I've seen him in a lot of stuff, and it's kind of, it was a shock to me to hear this, like, if I'm honest.
I think when I first heard it at the time, that was when, like, all the Harvey Weinstein and all that stuff was going on, like the American
Gym
Coach.
That was 2017.
Hmm?
That was 2017 as well.
I think so. Is that around that time?
It's a big year. Jesus.
Yeah, a lot of people were beginning to close. And it's like that herd mentality kind of thing, like, because one person had the confidence to, like,
Say it.
Everyone else did. And I'm not like trying to be like, oh, it's a bad thing, but I'm just saying because that's how it works, I guess. Since someone saw someone else had, you know, they did it and it didn't turn out bad for them.
Oh, facts.
So let me shine a light on what happened on for this. You. And I guess. So at that time, it was like, it kind of was just like, oh, okay, another guy who's not to take away like the severity of it, by the way, not to be like, oh, okay, but like it was still like just like another guy in the film industry.
Oh, another.
You know what I mean? It's just like, wow, I'm so surprised. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a bit mad though. Like that was what the Me Too movement came from, wasn't it? Harvey
Weinstein.
Yeah. Jeez. Do you know Terry Crews was on that list?
Was he?
Yeah, he made a statement saying that.
I don't think
it was a man or a woman who.
That was in the news this week, actually.
I'm forgetting the proper terminology. Is it sexually assaulted? That's what the Me Too movement is, right? I don't want to say groped or anything. That's just a little bit informal.
Well, I think. Well, yeah, I guess that's the same.
Harassed.
I don't know. I'm not educated enough.
Sexually harassed, basically. But yeah, he came out as one of the Me Too movement kind of.
Oh yeah, you're right. As in, like someone like did it to him. Yeah, I remember.
Someone did it to him. No. Terry Crews didn't do it, bro.
Yeah, I thought you were saying Terry Crews did it. I was like, did he?
No way.
I remember. Yeah, I remember.
No, like, he came out as one of the victims.
Yeah, I remember that.
But it's the same. That's the thing about that, though. I need to ask is more. How do you feel about these people coming out so many years later? After, because some of them date like 15 years past the, I have to say alleged again, but alleged incident. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just human nature. Like, trying to make it a bit lighter, but like, you know, like, have you ever done it where like you want to ask someone something like proper deep? Like, let's say you're trying to ask our girl. Yeah, I remember the first time I ever asked our girl. Right, I waited the very end of the day till my bus got called. Yeah, and I asked her out literally at that moment. So if she said no, which she did,
ran on the
bus. I would just go on the bus. You know, when I see her, you know what I mean?
She said no. Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
Oh man, I have to go. You know what I mean? So it's just like,
was it a quick one? Was it just? Like...
Yeah, well, you got me. No, okay, cool. It wasn't even like a sorry, no. It was just like a no. I was like, all right. that's shaped me for the rest of my... That's why I'm the way I am. That's why I am the way I am. But bad serious note. But I think it's like that, like, kind of human nature, kind of like... Because he's gone now, there's no real repercussions. Like, you're not going to see the guy.
I don't know. Harvey Weinstein is he's quite a powerful man in the industry. So, because... the motive behind him making these people do these things was so they could get movie roles, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, they went for it, right? Like, you see them in the movies. So I don't know. Every time I watch a movie, or like, well, an older movie anyway, I have to think, like, who made some real sacrifices to get this role? Because you have to, like, they can pick anyone.
That is deep. I've never thought of that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, who's done...
who's done stuff to get where they are?
Who's done stuff to get where they are? Like, you never know. Like, it's
Donald
all going
to be... Trump probably has.
Bro, we'll get onto that
political,
later.
We'll
get onto that later. Oh, my days. I cannot believe that was recent. Like, that's actual recent. My goodness. Like, I woke up... I know you don't have much of social media, but I woke up and there are memes everywhere based on this.
No, like, irrelevant to, like, what just happened. But, like, he has to.
Oh,
just as a person, right?
Where do you begin? Like, the do you mean like the vote and everything?
Like, as a person, he's not like, is he someone that you would pick to represent like you, you know? But anyway,
I think I'm not defending anyone's decision to choose him, but I'm trying to see the point they chose him for. I think it's because he's a businessman, and well, America just wants to make profit for America so they can like buy better stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, could you imagine if they got so rich to the point... Oh no, that's not how it works. I was gonna say they like if they had like an NHS for themselves, but nah, that wouldn't work because it's made from tax, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's my bad. But they could buy better resources, you know. It's like they could be outdated by far. Anyway, coming from this, we're talking about Kevin Spacey. He's still being investigated to this day with another accuser dying. Do you think this is a cover-up?
Ooh, there's a lot of things you don't know, and I don't know.
But it's just too convenient. Like, I don't know how many accusers, because I haven't made a head count, but like, if they start if one more dies, it's kind of like, come on, the spotlight is gonna be on him, because it's just convenient that the people that can put him away, like with statements and all that, they're just dropping. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a suicide on Christmas Day.
It could be a lie. He could have lied about it and the pressure got too big. You could think of it that way.
Who lied?
The accuser.
But there's multiple.
Yeah.
For me, if there's more than one, a pattern is forming. And when a pattern forms, it means like you can almost associate or determine a certain behavior. So like, from this, I don't know how many accusers there are, but there are above 5. Like, it's a bit, I don't know.
He's got money for a hit, man, to be fair.
Kevin Spacey definitely has him. Do you think that's what it is? Do you think he's just going around like...
I think if I was Kevin Spacey, I would have hit my money.
Oh, you definitely have hit my money, but like, I'm not going to ask you to put yourself in his shoes right now, but I'm saying, do you think that... And you don't know him, so don't make it a... Don't make it a...
Say, yeah, I don't know the guy.
Know him, right? But do you think celebrities would go that far?
Yeah, probably.
To protect...
Hitman exists, so obviously...
Hitman definitely exists. I don't know if, like, Hitman exists to the, like, talent of what movies make them out to be.
Or, like, the game Hitman or something like that.
I've never played that, but I know...
You know, like, he's, like, the most indestructible guy ever. Most sneaky guy you've ever seen in your life. Like
he could be behind a bush, you could see his suit.
He could be in front of your face and you can't see him, that kind of thing. And he'll just kill you.
He'll just kill you, and everyone around is like, what the hell is that? They're looking at him. Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, man.
But you never know. I don't know, obviously, but you never know.
You don't think it's a
cover-up? That industry... I don't know.
Sorry, keep
going. No, that industry is a shady place, I assume.
Bro, yeah, Hollywood is a very, very shady place. I think people have done some unspeakable things to get where they are.
But let's say, like, you got offered a role for, like, you know, like the best superhero ever, right? And you get bags. All you have to do is go down on the producer.
Is it a man?
Yeah.
No. No.
Exactly.
Next question. No way. No way. Would you?
No.
There we go. No. The way you said, I was like, wait, is this... No. You're asking for yourself. No way. That's not happening for me. I'm sorry. I'd rather work hard and take my chances. But I think the acting industry is a very tough world as it is. Like,
you could work hard and going down on a man. Anyway, yeah, next question. What are you saying?
No, the main question was, is it a cover-up? But I think...
Probably.
For me... For you, okay, you think probably...
Because remember Chris Brown and Soulja Boy still meant to have that charity boxing match, yeah? Where did that go? I literally think about that every day. Where did that go? I'm going to start a campaign, like a GoFundMe, make it happen.
Bro, Soulja Boy is jokes. I still think about the interview he had with The Breakfast Club.
That has to happen, man.
Oh, my days. Who do you think will win?
I guess Chris Brown, because Chris Brown's taller, yeah. I think.
Chris Brown is taller, more reach, probably weighs more. Like, and I don't know. I don't know what rhythm... I think rhythm is associated with boxing, you know, like feet movement.
It's a dance?
No. Of sorts, yeah. But I mean, his foot move... It doesn't matter. I'm talking about a technical sense here. But, no, if... So on your news, you don't think it's a cover-up. For me, I think if one... Well, you probably think it's a cover-up. If one more person dies... then I'm going to really be, like, inclined to think it's a cover-up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's probably about to die.
It's about...
The hitman's just doing his research right now.
Oh, that's so bad. I should laugh a lot.
They're in a too public area. Like, they can't just, you know... You have to wait till they're on their own on the toilet or something.
I would be sketched, though, wouldn't you? Like, if you're a victim and you've just heard that the second accuser's dead, bro, I would be in public all the time. I'd be staying with people all the time.
Exactly, that's what they're doing.
My food, I'd be scanning out quite a bit, I can't lie. Okay, so to conclude that, I definitely think if one more person dies, it's a cover-up for sure. But next on our list was about, so you mainly read about this, and I read into the rest of it on a different celebrity, but from being famous, I know that Cheryl Cole, and that was your one, and my one is Justin Bieber, find that from growing up, like famous from a really young age, so Cheryl was 19, and Justin Bieber was 13 or 12, I can't remember. Like, they find that they don't have the basic skills that we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, basic skills. What would you say is, like, basic household skills from just growing up? Like, let's say from 0 to 15.
0 to 15.
I think 0 is a
fair amount. 0 is a mad one. Like, because it should be able to walk by then, you know. Yeah. Use a toilet.
Yeah.
Keep food in your mouth, you know.
Let's go 6 to 15.
I can barely keep food in my mouth, to be fair.
What, now?
You
one of the messy eaters.
I'm not like, yeah.
Like, I'm eating in front of you and a bit will go in my face.
Oh, no, I don't spit it out. It just more drops on me. But anyway, that's a story for another day. Basic skills. Cook maybe at least an egg, you know, at least. Egg and toast at the very least.
I would say cooking, like, for sure.
Clean, definitely clean. If I was to be like, oh, clean this, clean that, no matter what it is, you should be able to just, like...
Cleaning is, I would say, the first one.
Do it. Cook clean. Yes, that's it. I think if you can do them too, wash your clothes.
I would go a little bit further. So there's cooking, cleaning, washing your clothes, and I think you should be able to know how to sew, like just to repair a bit of clothing.
Oh, damn. Fair enough.
I think from an early age, it's not that, like, in all fairness, as I say all this, I only learned how to cook when I came to uni.
Can you sew?
No, that was my next point. I cannot sew. Like,
oh, fair enough.
Not for shit. I think it's a basic skill that everyone should know, and being a hypocrite
I don't know.
But I can cook, I can clean, I can definitely clean, like, my cleaning skills are.
You're one of those guys. Yeah, my girlfriend asked me up to cook, clean, sew. But I can't sew, cook or clean. But she has to be able to.
Nah, I just it's only the sewing. I'll have to learn how to sew in time. But
it's easy.
Really?
Yeah, it's easy.
Well, I'll get to it and I'll let people know.
I have to learn it because all my trousers don't fit me, so turn them up.
What do you mean? Oh, okay.
Yeah, every time, most of the time, I'm pretty sure pretty much every pair of trousers I buy, I turn them up.
Those, I would say, are the basic, you know, kind of things to learn. But because of, like, to this day, she's had a cleaner. So I don't know if that's an excuse. Like, do you find it when you see something dirty, do you not look at it and think, I know how to clean that?
Yeah, most of the time.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's an instant reaction. Like, you see, I don't know, a ring made from a coffee cup on the table. You know how to clean that.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know what goes through her head then, like, because if she doesn't know how to clean, she's just staring at it and thinking, right, I better tell the cleaner.
But I guess when you never started to learn, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, I guess. And it's just like,
fair play.
I guess when you've never known, you never, well, yeah, when you never learn, you'll never know, really, would you?
Well, my example was Justin Bieber. So he actually released, like, an Instagram post based on, like, his struggles of joining up with fame.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he grew up to the age of 18 with no skills in the real world, with $1 million and access to whatever he wanted. Like, I'm literally reading from his Instagram thing right now. Like, this is
Oh, I remember that, actually.
You remember reading us?
I think I had Instagram at that point. It was a massive long paragraph, wasn't it?
It was a book.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a while back. Yeah, I remember that.
But he made his point across, like, very well. Because he made what he says are, like, bad decisions. They are bad decisions, but they're quite common bad decisions. Like a lot of people are probably, I don't know, smoke, drink and drive. Like you, it's more common than you'd think. Mm-hmm. There's no way it's just like a rare thing. But yeah, by the age of 20, because I remember he had that thing where he got arrested. He had a DUI. I don't know if you remember that. But I don't know. After that, I think he grew a like a strong relationship with God. I don't know if he's a Christian or a Catholic, but...
Christian, I think.
He's a Christian?
I think I'll say Christian, yeah.
Well, he was doing heavy drugs at 19, abused all of his relationships, and then after, I think it was 22 when he found, like, God. And now he's getting married. He's,
Guess how old he is.
Oh, he is married, my bad.
And he, like, 26?
25. Which I still thought was quite mad, you know, like...
He seems like he's lived a lot of life for someone who's 25.
Yeah, do you know, he definitely has. No doubt.
Yeah, to be fair, he has.
He's seen a lot more than people give him credit for, like. Definitely. I don't know about this new look for him. I didn't know. Well, he's not doing it for like a fashion. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about his new chosen life. Like, it was a real switch up. So things must have been quite bad.
Yeah, people do all the time, though. You see loads of Christians that, like, were homeless drug addicts that just switch up into...
By Tom Hardy.
Completely, I genuinely didn't know that.
He was discovered in rehab.
Damn, never knew.
He was a drug addict. I can't remember what drug, but I think his last time doing a drug, he woke up in a pool of his own blood. Then he met a director in rehab and they cast him for a movie, I think, or a part, some part. And from there, Tom Hardy's like legacy has just been born.
Wow, what a G.
That's sick though, isn't it? Like, yeah. That is a huge turnaround. This guy was Bane.
Exactly, yeah.
This guy was Bane. I don't know if you watch Warrior.
No, but I know it.
Oh, you should watch Warrior. He prepared for that role perfectly. But it's Bane, like, as long as you watch that, you know his talents. And even when he's even starred in Peaky Blinders, and mate, his role in that, sick. Like, no doubt. But let's say, so we know the skills that we would say that, like, you have to learn from 6 to 13. What do you think you have to know by the age of, let's say, between 18 and 36? By the way, I say 36 because Cheryl Cole's age. Yeah. It's not even Cheryl Cole, is it?
Sorry?
It's not Cheryl Cole, though, is it?
I think it still is, I think. It might not.
She didn't keep his name, did she?
I think so. I don't know.
About the Tweedy.
Oh, is it? Oh, my bad. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Between 18 to 36. That's a double age.
You should... Basic skills, like housekeeping skills, you should have them down by, I think you, like, for example, you've got the advantage of you've gone to uni, so you kind of have to, know them. Unless you're, like, someone who goes to Oxford or Cambridge where you have communal toilets and stuff, so you don't have to clean them.
Communal toilets?
Yeah, I know, right? The bougie. And a communal kitchen, so they don't have to clean them. Well, I don't know if they have to clean it. They might have to clean it. I don't know, but...
In all fairness, I have a cleaner for my kitchen.
There you go. So you bougie, but obviously some of us, we still live at home, you know, so we have to
still go out, the struggle.
Out and learn it myself. Well, go out, when I say go out, go out my bedroom and learn it myself.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, that's a lie. I'm African, so I had to learn those skills. Like, I could cook an egg when I was like 6 or 7. So
really?
So, yeah.
That's probably normal, you know. I did not know how to cook an egg until, 19?
Damn, bro.
Bro, I didn't do a lot of that. Okay, jeez. Don't forget, my upbringing was way different to yours. I think yours was quite independent. They taught you to be very
independent. Asian and African are similar.
Yeah.
I'd expect it from a white kid. No, not this and white kids. But from... when someone teaches I can't use our washing machine, it's like, bro, put the clothes in, press start. What's so hard about that?
I'm a white boy. Like...
Read the label. If it can't be washing machine or if it needs a different temperature, do it on its own.
Can you read those symbols?
Not really. I can make it
out.
Yeah,
I can't read those symbols though.
I've got Google.
I do have Google, but it's a pain. Right. Every time I Google it, I always forget after. It's so annoying. So, yeah, at least I can wash my clothes now and all that. So, that's okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think after, like, 25 or so, after you move out, you should at least know these. Or you should start to learn them anyway.
Let me give an example, though. Actually, okay. From between 18 to 36, you should know how to conduct yourself for an interview.
Oh, what those kind of skills?
Are, those
oh,
are right. life skills.
Well, man, I'm famous, so, like, I've never been interviewed, so...
You've never been interviewed?
Well...
Everything's done through application and they just accept it or not.
Oh, like that kind of... You know what I was thinking of? I was thinking of, like, interview, like, you know, like a radio station or...
No,
like,
that's not... What like, kind of life skill is that?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I meant.
Right, no, yeah, I'm like saying... An
interview. Oh, that's fair enough. Yeah.
That is a life skill you have, because you're always... You're going to come against one.
Yeah,
always.
You need to be able to lie really well.
Lie, yeah. lie for your teeth, smile.
Bro, oh. To be fair, in my interview, I didn't lie. I don't think I lied for my job. But you know, you got to sell yourself a bit more than, like, you know, when they're like, oh, tell me the greatest thing you've ever done in your life, and you're like, you have to say like, oh, this one time, this woman was about to die, and I saved her from the clutches of a massive lorry, oh, and all you did was like press a button because for the light to go red so she crossed the road, you know. But you have to really be able to sell yourself, I think.
I would say within that is like effective communication. So you need to learn how to communicate in a formal matter as well as, because informal, you grow up with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't get taught formal from. Do you get taught formal?
Yeah, I feel like, because when I was learning English, I knew mostly quite formal stuff. Like, my slang, I guess, has only really come into... I've only started talking, like, you know...
From school.
From, like, school, like, recently, yeah. Like, secondary school.
The school is where you spend... Don't forget, you spend... Is it 9 hours at school a day?
Six.
Shit, my bad, flipped it. But, yeah. So you spend 6 hours of school... 6 hours of your day at school, 8 hours sleeping. That's 14 hours taken away from your 24-hour day. The rest of the 10 hours is spent whatever, and you're usually going to be out with friends, or, well, it depends what age. But when people got, like, I don't know, gaming consoles and that, they would just talk to their friends.
I was going
to
say, from like my school ages, I was in my room playing on Xbox with friends.
To your friends,
but
yeah.
In my room.
Friends. Yeah, in your room, yeah. Anyway, but you were talking to your friends, so you would learn more informal language than formal language, for sure.
Oh, but
I don't know where I learned formal language. You
some
know?
Of them were enemies.
Huh?
Some of them were SND on Call of Duty, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, because remember, you couldn't be in a party. You had to join the public chat.
For people who don't understand, that's a game mode on...
Forgot. Some people aren't gamers.
Called Search and Destroy.
So yeah, basically, yeah. There's game mode on the game. And you couldn't be just talking to your friends. You had to talk to everyone in the game.
And chat.
You had to learn how to communicate efficiently in that environment.
All I can say is, I think it's a fair comment to say. Game chat is, how would you say? It's a fundamental chat, right? So as soon as you enter a game with other people online, you can talk to them. Like, they can be complete strangers.
Yeah.
So basically, when you're in that environment, people can say some horrible things. Like,
like I said, you have to be efficient with your comebacks.
Like, back me on this, because I'm not going to lie. You have to learn to defend yourself.
Yeah, so when some kid says the N-word, it's like, you don't sound black. Like,
you know, do you know what I was going to say? How many white people do you think say word with, like freedom of weight over the internet?
It's like, they say it, then their mom calls them and you hear their name is like James or something.
James.
It's like Harry. It's like, you're Harry. So white. Like, what are you doing saying that way? But then sometimes you hear, like, you know, I don't know, Victor, and you're like, okay, cool. Potentially black. Actually, no, that's probably black. I haven't seen a white Victor.
Bro, yeah, you do.
A white Victor.
Oh, sorry. I'm so dumb. My bad. You never seen a white Victor either? Nah, neither. Yeah, okay.
No, I can think of.
I definitely haven't seen that. Right, organization skills are something else.
Yeah.
They seem basic, but you need to have organizational skills. Like whether it's like time management or, I don't know,
not efficiency losing
in your room, not losing AirPods. Yeah. I feel you need a system for that, depending on how bad you are. So, like, as soon as I come back from uni, I have a designated space for all my important shit. So, like, my key, my phone, and my wallet.
Mm.
So just so I know where I'm like, oh, I need to leave. I know exactly where it is. There's no, oh shit, where is it? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But I would tell quite a clean guy, to be fair. I'm not really, I have my messy days, but there'll be a point where I look back and go, oh, I need to clean this shit up. And that's it. It's a minor. Right. Learn, I would say, to research effectively.
You need that for school, yeah.
Well, no. Furthermore, like, I mean, let's say you say to me, Stuart, I want to go to see Khaled at a concert. I have to have the basic skills to... No, not just basic. I would say effective skills to find, well, cheap tickets and transportation. How are we going to get there? How long it's going to take? When we should go? And then manage it around other stuff that might be going on in my life, like work or that.
I recommend going to Khaled, by the way. Very good.
You did recommend. Where you went?
Well, he was at Park Life, so
oh, he was sick. Was he good?
Very good. Recommend.
Mm.
Definitely like top five.
Really?
Yeah, he dances. He dances. I didn't he know dances. That. He was sick.
So this one is a little bit informal, but grow thick skin.
Yeah, you just have to take your life on the chin, don't you?
Accept criticism and know when it's constructive, because when it's constructive, it means they're doing it to help you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
See, I respect that. And I was still the last one because I don't want to go into too many. Two. Right. So second last is know how to dress well. You don't know when to dress for the right occasion.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, yeah, I don't think, yeah.
You don't have to be wearing like high brands, like me and you, we don't wear like that Gucci or Saint Laurent, none of that. But
I don't even wear like, actually, Harry.
Do you wear brands?
I wear brands, but I wear like Zara. Yeah, I wear like fast fashion, which is bad.
What's fast fashion?
The stuff we buy.
What does that mean?
Fast fashion is like cheap clothes that compromise on a lot of things. So like
ASOS. I hate the way you said that.
No, but it is. It's so unethical. I'm one of them now, bro. I'm one of them. But yeah, it's like cheap brands. So from now on, I'm only going to be buying Givenchy and Gucci because it's not bad. Givenchy.
Yeah.
I don't know any other brands. That's how good I am.
Oh, they're always like French or Spanish. That's the thing. Or Italian. Right. And the last one. The last one I don't fully know myself, but I'm actually going to get started soon, is self-defense.
Oh, bro, you know what, yeah? I had a taster session for karate when I was like 7. Since then, I've been dangerous. Don't mess with me.
Shut the hell up. You're a white belt, innit?
It was a taster session. I wasn't even a belt. It wasn't
even a belt.
It was a taster session, man. It was like 30 minutes.
Why did you never go back?
Because, fam, I ain't a fighter. I wasn't trying to get hit. But like I said, bro, I'm dangerous now. You don't even know. After I punch that little piece of... I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
All the listeners out there, if you see him in the street, just give him a go.
I'm dangerous.
Just give it a go. See what happens.
Try me. Oh, it'll be the last thing you try.
So he's going to back himself highly on this. Oh, dear. Imagine someone actually tries you.
Oh, mate. Like I said, it'll be the last thing they try. Make sure your last words are clever. Anyway, you too.
Oh man,
it's
Itua.
Yeah, you too. Do you see?
It's Etua.
Man, I'm talking Spanish, huh?
Oh, my bad. Say, what the fuck you on about?
Etua.
The only reason I laugh is because he's actually learning French and he's doing well, and then he says that. I was like, what? No, are you learning Spanish as well?
Yeah, but yeah, you've been knowing this.
I know you've been learning French, like. But I don't know to the degree of how far you're trying to go with Spanish.
All right.
Right. Well, my last question based on this whole thing is, like, do you feel they have an excuse, like, being this famous?
Yeah. Because if you can afford it, why don't you, you know? If you're 13...
Not having the cleaner. I mean, not knowing the skill.
I guess, yeah, it is an excuse. It's a good excuse. I don't know. But, like, it is... it's definitely the reason why they don't have the skills.
So, oh, it's definitely the reason, so but like, I don't know if it's an excuse, in my opinion.
But like, it's not that hard to learn how to clean stuff.
That's what I mean. So, I feel it's just easy stuff. Like,
I think it's okay. I think it's fine.
I don't know. I can't imagine a scenario where they couldn't, you know, afford to just pay someone to do something for them. But I don't know. These are skills where I think if you don't know them, you kind of question, like, what can you do? Because they are very simple tasks. Like, boiling stuff is literally just boiling water and then putting the thing you want to boil in the water.
Yeah, Molly May can do that.
Like, we already spoke about her meal. Oh, dear. Did she boil the chicken?
It looked like it. I think it was.
I didn't know you could boil chicken. I didn't know that was a thing.
Fam, you need to learn to cook.
For the record, I know how to cook. I just don't boil my chicken. I fry it.
Okay, apart from eggs, toast, and rice and pasta and spaghetti, what else can you cook?
Hang on. Make the list again.
Eggs, toast, rice, spaghetti, pasta.
Salmon.
Okay.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, does that count?
It's not on the list.
It's not on the list? Yeah, all right. I'm going to take
You know, that. I should have really extended the list because you could have said like popcorn and I'd be like, you're not wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Right, so we're just going to bring it back to the Donald Trump situation. Well, not situation, we haven't announced that. So, as everyone will know now, Donald Trump actually sent, what'd you call it? He authorized a missile strike on, I don't want to pronounce his name. I feel like I'd be very incensed. Qasem Soleimani.
Yeah, Soleimani, I'll say that. Yeah.
Soleimani. You knew it. Why are we going to let me say it? What?
Because it's funny to hear you try.
You're a dickhead, bro. You could have just said it. Wow. Right. Say it again for me, please.
Soleimani.
Soleimani.
That's how
I'm saying it. Qasem Soleimani. Right. It's not even funny. You're just making me. Right. He had him assassinated, basically. He was a top general and one of the most powerful men in Iran. And he was killed by a drone strike at Baghdad airport. At the airport? He struck the airport. No
at
way.
At the airport, yeah. It's kind of mad as well because the drone, like, yeah. No human was involved. Well, no, like, physical. There. Like, yeah. It was remote control. That's what I'm trying to say. That's mad. No human.
It wasn't man on man, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean. That's now, what people might not know is this is a very illegal act. And it's actually an act of war. So, not a lot of news has been.
Donald Trump said it wasn't.
Huh?
Donald Trump said it wasn't.
It is an illegal act of war.
Well, he said it wasn't.
Yeah, of course he didn't. Of course he said it wasn't. He doesn't want his nation to go against him. Like, they're all he has. But he's just all. He authorized a very illegal act. And it is an act of war because Iran have. They've made the reply that they are seeking. I don't want to ruin the word. But there's revenge. They want revenge. That's it. And now, I'm not pleased about this, but the UK have gotten involved. Tried to convince the leaders of Iran to kind of come to a truce and talk to the US, like leaders themselves, and kind of, you know, come to an agreement of peace, right?
That's good, because otherwise we're going to be out on that battlefield.
Well, right? It was good, but do you hear what Iran said? They straight up, they literally, like that girl you asked out, she said, they just said no.
How do we get here? How did we get here? Let me just ask you, how did your sat nav get you to there? How did you link those two situations?
They said, it's just the way they said it. The way they said it was the same. All right,
cool, whatever. Next time I lead this story, I'm going to bring up some of your childhood trauma moments. I'll link it to that.
They said no. They just straight up said no. We are, they are looking for revenge. It's terrible. Like, the president of Iran visited the house of Qasem Soleimani's, is that right?
Yeah.
Yep, his family, they visited their house in Tehran on Saturday, and the daughter asked him Bro, this is a cold line. The daughter asked him straight up, who will avenge my father?
That sounds some medieval kind of stuff, isn't it?
Bro, they're not joking. They
Yeah, that's the thing. That's a scary
thing.
They're
not joking. That is a scary thing. People are not taking this to account. Now, a lot of news hasn't been revealed yet. And like, as time goes on, we're going to look into it and update everyone on it. But
just know, right, if the UK get involved, it's the end of whoever we're fighting against. Because like I said, I'm dangerous. Like, whoever, oh my days. If you can put me on the front line, I can't even explain to you how dangerous I am.
Oh, dear.
I can end wars with my karate skills.
For me, anyway, if there's an announcement that we're going to war, I'm going to Indonesia. I'm leaving the place.
Nah,
I'm 100% out of here.
Take the balls by the horns, mate. I'm fighting.
You're staying and fighting. Well, bro, I've
put enough hours on Call of Duty and Battlefield to know how to do this stuff, yeah?
I respect you.
It shouldn't be that hard to duck and hide.
I'm leaving. I'm going back home, or I'm not staying here.
Oh, but when it really comes down to it, bro, I'm on the first flight.
I'm going to go
to Zimbabwe. One way.
What? Do you think if they announce war, they would like prevent travel?
Yeah, for sure. I think they already advise people not to go there. So I know that's only advising, but
what do you need advise?
They're just telling people don't. Like, there's a UK guy who said he advises people not to travel to Iran. So,
oh dear. Actually, let me give you a little bit more background information. So the reason. The alleged reason, anyway, the claim that, for why Trump authorized this attack is because Qasem Soleimani, being a top general, is what Donald Trump claims to be the reason why American diplomats are dying. I don't know if it's in Iran or here, but they're being killed, right? And he is saying that they have proven Soleimani to be the puppet master of all of it, like the guy who authorizes all the attacks, and out of nowhere he just airstrikes him like it's nothing.
It's kind of mad that they killed the guy. I know he killed a lot of people, he's got blood on his hands too, but I don't know, I feel like
why don't raise this is an act of war.
He proper raised the tension. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's not thought, he just doesn't think this through. Because I saw posts about his 2000... Because, do you know what? He's been active on Twitter for time.
Yeah.
People, I don't think a lot... Well, no. Do you know what? I think most people know that. But his tweets about Barack Obama when he was president were all based on how Obama's going to start a war with Iran. He's going to attack Iran to save face. All these things he said about him, and now he's doing them himself. So he's been clearly a hypocrite in this. And like, oh, I don't know. All I'm saying is it's peak to be American, and now it's kind of peak to be English, like British.
We'll have to find out.
All I'm saying, okay, furthermore, there was a video of the American and British flag being burnt in Iran just by the citizens. Like, they don't rate us.
Yeah.
They really don't rate us. And all we do is try and make the peace. But if it comes down to war, the British will back the US.
Yeah, we have to.
I hate that. Don't you hate that? Like, please tell me what you think of that.
Oh, yeah, that's what we have to. It's not like a choice. Like, even if we do that's think so it's wrong, dumb.
Like,
it's all, what's it, NATO and all that. So
yeah. And we weren't even involved.
We have to.
Nah, I think that's awful. I think to conclude that we'd have to say this is awful, and as you know, wait, bro, you're gonna have to cut.
Let me try an outro. Here we go.
Try an outro. Sorry, I'm not in tune.
I got it. Don't worry, I got it. I just thought this. And on that bombshell, we get it. okay, start again. Try again. On that bombshell, we're gonna. I don't know. I just wanted to say that. I didn't actually have an outro. I just wanted to say bombshell.
Anyway, to conclude this, that we need more information over time, and I think in next week's recording we'll have more stuff to know about the situation, and just, we'll keep you all updated.
Just know if we're at war, I'm already gone, bro. Just know it's already finished.
Bro, I'm out of it for sure. Anyway, thank you for listening, guys. Please tune in for next week's episode. And if you like today's, like, share, and well, just share it with one friend.
Just tell one friend. Just one.
Just one person. That's all we need. And we'd love to hear all your criticisms, all your feedback that you have for us. You can either message myself on you can message myself on social media, or you can message our official page. It's better if you message our official page, because that's what we use more.
Can find me by doing smoke signals or letters.
Smoke signals.
Or sending pigeons, that works as well.
Yeah. But he airs them, trust me. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next week.
They're too high up. I can't catch them. That's why I air them.